Welcome along to a very special episode of The Good Glow, brought to you with thanks to Aveeno. If you're at my Christmas show, Jingle All The Way at the National Concert Hall, you would have been treated to some lovely Aveeno products, so I hope you did enjoy them. Aveeno are experts in sensitive skin for over 70 years. The Aveeno range is formulated with oat or oat extract to balance the skin all over the body from head to toe. Using the power of nature and science, the Aveeno range includes complete collections to keep your scalp soothed, your hair beautiful, and the skin on our face and bodies healthier looking. Everything you need to feel comfortable in your own skin, essential when it comes to letting it glow. Welcome along to The Good Glow. I am so happy to join you for this very special bonus episode. I hope you enjoyed Christmas. We are out the other side and I know lots of us had to rush back to work. But for those of you who are out for walks, cooking, spending time with family, thank you so much for joining me today, wherever you are in the world, whether you're here in Ireland, walking on the beaches in Sydney or over in the States. Thank you so much for joining me. We hope you didn't miss home too much this year. And I wish you a very, very healthy and happy 2026. So today I wanted to bring you a couple of points that I made during my talk at the National Concert Hall. It was such an epic night. My favourite show ever. We had Jerry Hussey, we had Carl Mullen, Sinead Culbert. There was so many laughs, so many tears, incredible music from Grainne Gavigan, the Dublin Gospel Choir. It really was a night that brought us all together, the 1,000 people in the audience, and sent us out into the festive season feeling very joyful and very lucky for what we had just experienced. So if you were a part of it, thank you so much. So, of course, this week we are looking ahead to 2026. It's impossible not to. 2025, I feel like, was a tough year for the world and for many of us personally. And sometimes it can feel like a breath of fresh air that we are heading into a new year. Now, you may see lots of things online about new year, new you, lots of goals, setting intentions. And sometimes it can feel hard to navigate this time because it feels like there's a lot of pressure to become this new person, to change, to evolve. And so what I do at the start of each and every year is I strip it all back and I really just spend a couple of minutes thinking about the year behind me and the year ahead and what I would like to bring into the new year. And over the years, I've picked one word. So in 2024, my intention was inner peace because I felt quite anxious around that time. I felt like I was putting a lot of pressure on myself and I really felt like I could never rest. And so for 2024, I decided to set my intention to create more inner peace for myself. And as I moved through the year, as things were getting busy or as finding myself being very hard on myself, I would always come back to my intention. Inner peace. I was getting early nights. I actually completed a meditation course. I was lighting my candles much more and I really embraced that peace. And when I felt like, you know, I had accomplished that year, then it was on to the next year and a new word was created. And that word for me was confidence. So I felt like as the business was growing, as I was putting myself out into the world more, as I was creating more content on social media, I really felt like I needed confidence to connect with people, confidence to trust myself, to stop second guessing myself. And so as I moved through the year 2025, I was bringing a lot of things back to, you know, are the things that I'm saying to myself knocking my confidence or building my confidence? So for 2026, that was the big question. What is my intention going to be for this year? I want to go back to my roots. I want to go back to feeling well inside my body. I want to focus on my emotional, mental well-being. I still have a lot of work to do. I felt like 2025, I was finding myself feeling quite anxious and having a lot of health anxiety, it really feels important for me in 2026 to focus on me again. And so as I move through the months and as I make decisions, I can ask myself, is this making me feel well? So when we set intentions, it's really important to get honest with ourselves. Honesty can sometimes feel scary because sometimes we don't like to look at things that aren't making us feel well, or we might like to avoid certain things in our lives. But when we admit to ourselves what it is that we actually want, we can bring it into our everyday lives. James Clear had the most incredible idea in Atomic Habits about casting our votes. And all that requires us to do is cast a vote every single day for the person who we want to become. Little tiny choices, little tiny decisions. Jerry Hussey always says that waiting is quitting. And so if we're waiting to go on a health journey, if we're waiting to get confidence, if we're waiting to start a business, Jerry says that's quitting. And that can be quite confronting. But what are you waiting to begin? Standing on the sidelines, knowing you deserve more, knowing something needs to change, but you keep distracting yourself in the day to day, telling yourself you're too busy, distracting yourself, taking yourself away from the thing that you know you really want to do. Jamie went to see a cardiologist in December, and he has an Instagram page. I must link it in the show notes. And this cardiologist was talking about how most of our dis-ease in life comes from not doing the things that we need to do, that we know deep in our heart that we should be doing. And the dis-ease comes from us not following through. And that's actually causing us more pain. And then you can go a step further when you set your intention is actually map it out. What does it look like? I want to get fit this year. Lots of us say that at the start of the year. But what does that actually mean? Do you need to sign up for the VHI mini marathon? Do you need to join a half marathon challenge in October? Do you write out a big chart and say you're going to do 50 exercise classes this year and tick them off one by one? It's really important to get specific and to make a plan. A tiny goal that I set when I was working on my inner peace was to stop watching TV at night during the week till 11 o'clock at night and instead get into bed and read my book. And there I was creating inner peace for myself. John Roth, who his quote featured in Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning, it said, "Your level of success will rarely exceed your level of personal development." So as we head into 2026, forget about the job, forget about the external things, work on your personal development. Pick an intention, a personal intention, stick to that, work at it, come back to it every single week, every single month, and you'll find yourself shifting towards the end of 2026, towards that intention that you have set for yourself. So when I was in the concert hall, I spoke about crap fitting, and this is a brilliant concept that I heard from one of my podcast guests, Anna Runkel. And when she started speaking to me about crap fitting and she wrote about it in her book, I remember thinking to myself, that is one of the most Irish things I've ever heard. And maybe it's because we're from a small island and sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we're kind of squeezing ourselves into it, or we may be making ourselves small, but it feels like crap fitting because something inside of us is screaming no, but on the outside we're saying, oh no, I'm grand, I'm fine, absolutely no trouble at all. And crap fitting is actually like emotional spanks. So you're just squeezing yourself into something that doesn't fit. And Anna Runkel says that we do this because we think that version of us is more acceptable to the world. But the truth is, we don't need to flatten ourselves. We don't need to hide. We don't need to keep ourselves small. As we move into 2026, you've set your intention. You've put your focus on something that you want to do for you. Are you crap fitting yourself in certain parts of your life that's stopping you from getting to the things, from accessing the part of you who you want to become? Sometimes in order to grow, in order to expand, we need to let go a little bit. We need to make space for the new. So what can you let go of in 2026? Speaking of letting go, a really powerful tool for letting go I created a couple of years ago, and I spoke about it in the September reset at the time. But I remember opening my wardrobe one day, and it was in a period of time when I felt very stuck in my life. Everything was the same. I felt like I was going around in circles, and I didn't feel like I was growing. I remember just trying to shove something into my wardrobe that day and trying to find something to wear. And all I was met with were clothes that didn't fit me, clothes from my past, and a lot of clutter. And so that day, I did that thing that we all regret half an hour later. I took every single thing out of my wardrobe. And it was, you know, when you feel actually physically sick, when you start a job like that, because you're like, oh God, the only way out is through at this point. But I remember picking up clothes and looking at them. There was this pair of jeans that I absolutely adored in my 20s. It's such a cliche, isn't it? But it's so hard to part with a pair of jeans that were absolutely incredible in your previous life. And I kept them because I thought, well, maybe one day I'll fit into them again. But let's be honest, my hips have expanded and will probably never go back to that shape again. And so I put them in one pile. And then I remember there was this brown jumper that I hadn't worn in years and years and years, but I kept it because it was a really good office jumper. Now, why did I hang on to that brown office jumper? I'd gone on, I'd started my own business. It was 5 years later. There was no way I was going back to the newsroom, to the office job. But I held on to that jumper because I was so afraid of letting go. I dug a little bit deeper in my wardrobe. I found the scarves that I wore when I had cancer. I found my wig, and I realized that all of this stuff was keeping me stuck. But my subconscious mind was saying, what if I have to go back to the office? What if I get sick again? And so I stuck with that pile of clothes, and six black sacks later, all sorted, labeled, going in different directions, being donated. When I hung everything back up in my wardrobe, calm, organized, I looked in and every single piece represented me, the who I was today. And you know what's so interesting? I would open my wardrobe in the days after doing that, and I had so many options of things to wear, the clothes that I couldn't see before. And that was the version of me that I was at that time. And for the next 6 months, I hardly bought any clothes because I had so many options. So if you have a couple of spare hours over the next couple of days, how about you open that wardrobe or that press and you have a look inside and you ask yourself, does this represent my past, or does this represent who I am today? And when you make your home reflective of the person you are today, you get a new lease of life and you feel excited for your future. It was one of the greatest things that I've ever done, just to let go of the past and move forward. We can choose to move forward, but great things don't happen by accident. They happen when we create space for them. I am wishing you the most incredible new year and 2026, and I can't wait to meet you this year if I haven't already. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to give me some feedback. A huge thank you to Aveeno for supporting this podcast. I've absolutely loved using Aveeno products in 2025. I've loved working with the team. Big thanks to them. And thank you to you for tuning in today. I hope it's helped in some way. And I would love to hear what your intentions are. So make sure to drop me a message and I'll get right back to you. Lots of love.